Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you with Woman to Woman right here on Power in the Word. The Lord has led me this year to go back to the basics of my ministry. And what I'll be doing is talking to women during this Thursday segment of Power in the Word. I'm going to talk to women about all of the issues that may be bothering them or hindering them from moving forward. I want to talk to you about having life more abundantly, and some of the things that we encounter on a daily basis prevent us from doing that. Also, some of the things that we have experienced in our past are still hindering us and keeping us from moving forward and being, doing, and having everything that the Lord has ordained for us to be, do, and have. So my purpose here is to talk to you about the issues of life that may be holding you back, and also to answer any questions that you may have pertaining to your walk with the Lord as a woman, because women, we face obstacles, and we also have questions that sometimes it's hard to go to our friends or our family to talk to them about some of the things that we have on our mind. So I want to talk to you about what's on your mind. Amen. I want to talk to you about what's on your mind. So that's why I'm here doing Woman to Woman. So the format here is a little bit different. And also I'm here to pray with you. If you need somebody to pray with you, I'm open for that. And the phone lines are always open. The phone lines are open. The number is 646-652-4832. 646-652-4832. Like the other programs, I will open in prayer. So let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we magnify your name, and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for this time that we're going to spend here together on Woman to Woman here at Blog Talk Radio. Father, I ask that you be glorified, that you let me, Father God, have divine wisdom. Father God, give me spiritual understanding to begin to minister to the hearts of the women, Father God, who will listen, and those who will call in. I give this time to you. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Today I want to give away two books. I want to give away a copy of God's Purpose is Greater Than Your Pain. That book is written by Pastor Vincent Grimsley. I would like to offer that to our first caller. The switchboard is open, 646-652-4832. And this book is powerful. Pastor Grimsley was on the program on Tuesday, so you can go back to listen to that recording from Tuesday's Power in the Word. I also want to give away a copy of The Cry of a Woman's Heart, Healing the Pain of the Past, Traveling the Road to Victorious Living. And let me just read the back of the book. It's time to move into God's plan for your life. We all have issues that prevent us from living the victorious life. By using her own testimony, the author shows how she got the victory and inspires you to do the same. Some of the issues that she confronts are molestation, low self-esteem, abuse, poverty, addiction, teen pregnancy, depression, and bad relationships. You will learn how to face the issues that hinder you from having the victory in your life. Heal from the emotional pain of sexual abuse. Forgive those who have hurt you and let it go. Ignore the negative report. Defeat the obstacles that try to hold you back. Move on to God's plan for victorious living. The Cry of a Woman's Heart is a spiritual masterpiece that could only have been inspired by God. This book is a must-read for women and the men who love them. So I'm giving away a copy of that book as well. The Cry of a Woman's Heart is one of the books that I've written. I released this book in 2005. So you want to call in and be the second caller to get a copy of The Cry of a Woman's Heart. Or you can come in via the chat and let me know that you're listening and you want to have an opportunity to win a copy of one of those books. If you can't call, I don't want to block out those who are privy to chat. So the chat room is open. The phone lines are open. Again, the number is 646-652-4832. And I'm just sitting here. I'm chilling. I'm sitting here and looking forward to talking to you, talking with you about some of the things that may be on your mind. I did get an email, and you can email me at powerintheword1@yahoo.com with your questions if you're listening to the archive of this program and you want me to answer your question on the next program. You can email me. I did get an email from a young lady, and this is her question. She writes, "What I want to know is, when you're at a fork in the road and you can't make heads or tails of which direction you're supposed to go, with people pressuring you on all sides to do what it is they think is best for you, but without the full picture, how do you hear God's will for him to direct your path? It's so hard." And that was a question that Rebecca sent me. And the thing that I want to say to Rebecca is, Rebecca, you have to make up your mind that you're going to live your life according to the plan of God. And you're no longer going to live a life that's dictated by other people's expectations or by your circumstances. And other people will often put pressure on you to try to get you to live life their way, but you have to make up your mind that you're going to live life God's way. And what I'm pretty much saying to you is that you have to tap into the purpose of God for your life, and your purpose is often directly linked to your passion. Think about some of the things that are really on your heart to do. What is really on your heart to do, Rebecca? Is the Lord calling you to do ministry? Is he calling you to start your own business? What is God saying to you? And if he's speaking to you, he is speaking to you if you're seeking him. If you seek God with all of your heart, God will give you the desires of your heart, and he will put that purpose into your heart. He will put that passion into your heart, and that's all that you'll want to do. Like, this is all that I want to do. All that I want to do is ministry. All that I want to do is talk to people about the potential that is on their lives. So I hope that helps you. Don't be pressured by other people. Go and pray and ask God what it is that he has for you to do. He says that eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into the minds of man what I have for him. He said, but it's been revealed by his spirit. And as you get into God on a spiritual level and begin to pray and ask God what it is that he has for you, he will reveal it to you. And then you have to have the courage to step out on faith and do that thing. Caller 718, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Welcome and greetings, Pastor Rebecca. How are you?
God bless you. Is this Lady Renee?
Yes, it is.
God bless you. Thank you so much for calling. And you're our first caller, so you just want a copy of Pastor Grimsley's book, God's Purpose is Greater Than Your Pain.
Oh, great.
Congratulations. Did you hear the interview with him on Tuesday?
No, I wasn't able to listen in on Tuesday.
Okay, that's all right, because it's archived, and you can go back and listen to the archive so that you'll know that you are really in for a blessing. I'm going to put this book in the mail to you this week.
Oh,
that means by tomorrow I'm
yes.
going to put it in the mail, and you will have it.
Okay.
It is a blessed book,
yes.
But listen to the interview,
yes.
And you will be able to hear the heart of the author.
Yes, praise God.
Praise God. So how are you doing today?
Oh, I am very blessed, and I'm just happy to be joining your show today because I told myself, I said, Lord, I just want to be committed to listening on Thursdays. I believe that there's a word from the Lord. Amen?
Amen. Praise God. Well, praise God. And that's really what it's about, and I know why you're here, because you're connected.
Yes.
You're connected mm-hmm. because you're right there with me. When I met you, I met Lady Renee at a crusade last mm-hmm. month. And when I met you last month, I connected with you. I didn't know who you were. You were sitting in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And I never knew who you were, but you looked familiar to me. And I said, I know her. And then it came back to me that you had asked me to be your friend on MySpace.
Yes.
And then when you got up to speak, I thought, oh, that's Lady Renee. Always so good
yes.
to meet God's people. In purpose, in person, those people who are on purpose for the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. And you have been a tremendous encouragement, you know, to me as a woman of God, as a pastor, and a wife. Amen.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. I'm wifey. My husband called me wifey on Sunday when he was preaching his sermon. And I said to him later, I said, oh, so now I'm wifey.
And I know you wanted to say, what is the difference, honey? What is the difference?
That was a term of endearment.
Aw, that's nice.
My husband has to be the happiest man on this earth.
That's right.
And that's a blessing. It really is a blessing. I give all praise and glory and honor to God because that's exactly why I'm here. Mm-hmm. He wasn't always that way because I had issues, Lady Renee.
Yes, and that's just it. It's like I believe when God puts us together, it's the thing is that he will use, you know, both of us to iron out those issues.
Yes.
And usually where they rub us the wrong way, that's where they're really sharpening us at.
Talk about it, because that's where you need the most help.
Hello? And you know, somebody said this because this is true. You know, a lot of times you say, well, I want to just be by myself because I don't have no issues when I'm not with anyone. Yeah, because there's no one to tell you about yourself.
Amen. Amen. And that is the truth. So what do you think about the fact that so many people act in the church, in the church and in the world, act like they don't have any issues, but the minute they get married, everything hits the fan?
Well, I think that because they're not being honest, they haven't discovered that, you know, you're going to start living when you start being authentic. You need to really be able to be transparent. And I understand that we cannot be that way with everybody, Pastor Rebecca.
Yes.
But, you know, for the ones that God allow you to really bond with and connect with, your relationships need to be authentic, where you can afford to be transparent and say, you know what, I'm struggling over here, sis. Pray for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but what's the challenge with that? Because I believe that a lot of women don't feel safe. They don't feel that there's someone that they can go to be transparent. I know that was my problem. Even being married for 7 years, I had never told anyone about some of the things that happened in my past, and I certainly had not told my husband because I believed that if he knew the truth about me, that he would not want me.
Oh.
So it was a challenge for me. It was impossible for me. And here I was, a Christian.
Yes.
And we know that all things are possible with God, but it was impossible for me to reveal to him some of the things that I spoke about at the crusade. I couldn't give that testimony. I couldn't let him know that those things had happened to me, that those things had happened in my life, because I thought that he would judge me. I thought that he would look at me like I looked at myself. Amen. Let's look at this, because that was my self-perception, that I was ugly, that I was dirty, that I was tainted,
right,
that no one would want me because of what had happened. And I thought that he would think that.
Well, you know what, Pastor Rebecca, I have one thing to say about that. My being a single parent now, having 5 children, that was a struggle for me for many years until God really liberated me from that. Like, in other words, I had to be able to embrace my past.
Amen.
Because my past actually is what really helped make me to be the woman that I am today. Not that I'm proud of the past or anything like that, but I had to look at it for what it was. I had to repent, and then forgive myself.
Mm-hmm.
Once I repented and then I forgave myself, which took time. That was a big process.
It took some time for you to do that.
It took a lot of time. It took a lot of time to embrace the fact that I had 5 kids because, you know, that was something to be ashamed of.
Okay.
You know, you had 5 kids, even though I did have a marriage eventually, but it didn't work.
Okay.
So it was just something to just, you know, and you didn't want people to judge you by that or just, you know, actually put you in a box and make you feel like, you know, you didn't measure up because you did this. But you know what? God liberated me because I asked him to. I said, God, I can't walk around like this because I'm going to attract this if I don't get rid of it from being on the inside. So when he began to set me free, that's one of my greatest testimonies today, that I do have five children. I'm proud of each and every one of them, and I thank God because he used them in such a way to help me because I had no structure in my life, no order. When I had children, it kind of forced me to get some order and structure in my life.
Amen.
That's real.
The five children. No, no, wait a minute. You just said when you have five children, it forced you to get some order and structure in your life.
Five. It took five. I'm serious.
So was this a process?
This was a serious process.
Okay.
It was a serious process. And I'm being honest.
I pray you are because that's what this program is all about.
Yes,
I am so tired of fronting. We feel like we have to put on the mask to go everywhere that we go. And everywhere that you go, everybody has it all together, and they've always had it all together.
Right.
And I'm saying, where are the testimonies? Where are the people of God,
oh my God,
who are willing to say that I'm here or I've been there,
mm-hmm,
and this is what God is doing or what God has done?
So that people can understand that God can take something, can take nothing, take something. And that's my testimony. When people, you know, when I'm really speaking with people or trying to encourage someone, I could really tell them today, I've been there, sis. I know what it feels like to feel like your life is not going to amount to nothing because you had several kids or you made this mistake over here. But I'm here to tell you that God will take the very things that the enemy meant to destroy you and turn those things around to be your biggest victories. You know what I'm saying?
Amen. Yes.
There's so much healing to other people because you give the next sister strength to go on.
Amen.
She's looking at you and she's saying, if I made it, especially when you can get down there with them and say, I remember it was such a struggle because they were stair-steppy. But now they're 23, 17, 16, 14, and 13. Girl, they're almost out the house.
Hallelujah.
No.
Hallelujah. And with God.
Yes, you raised
those five kids.
Yes, by the grace of God. And when I look at them, I look at what my life, how it could have been had I not had the sexual abuse.
Yes.
They haven't been touched with the sexual abuse.
Yes.
I don't see them walking under the curse.
Do you understand
that? And it's the grace of God. It is the grace of God because I always been honest with my children. I didn't paint this picture like it was a, you know, oh, mommy has always been virtuous. And, you know, I told my girls and my sons the truth. And
so are you saying that you were at one time promiscuous?
I was promiscuous. Child, I was looking for love in all of
the wrong places. And I talk about that in the cry of a woman's heart. Out there looking for love in all of the wrong places. And we don't know why. Were you there? I mean, did you feel like, I don't know why I'm with this man. I know this man doesn't love me. And I know that he's no good for me.
I didn't understand why I was stuck there. But you know what? Later, as I began to really get into the scripture, really draw nigh unto God, and that's the truth, I began to realize that I've been looking for everybody else to define me. But once God began to define me, I allowed him to define me, and I began to build my self-worth, my sense of significance, my self-esteem, based on what his word said about me.
Amen.
Based on what God wanted to do in my life, how he was using me, and that's what I began to build on that. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, but how long? For those who are listening.
I'm not going to lie. I got saved in 1986. Girl, it was not until for real, 2003 that I began to
What year?
Right, 2003. That's a long time.
My God, so it is a process.
It is a process because you have to, sometimes certain things are so embedded in you.
Mm-hmm.
And you may have to go through the wilderness just that long to get that image outside of you. Sometimes the pain, it becomes so severe so that you know that you're never going to go back in that direction again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the pain actually serves you. You know, because the pain.
What pain? What pain are we talking about?
The pain of being hurt.
Mm.
You know, it becomes so severe that, but it actually serves you because by you being that hurt, when the temptation comes for you to go that way again, you'll remember that pain.
You know, and that's a powerful observation right there. Right now we're talking with Lady. I'm talking with Lady Renee,
mm-hmm.
and Lady Renee was our first caller. She did win the copy of God's Purpose is Greater Than Your Pain, and we also still have another book that we're giving away, The Cry of a Woman's Heart, Healing the Pain of the Past, Traveling the Road to Victorious Living. If you've just tuned in, you can still call. The number is 646-652-4832 if you want to join the conversation, or if you just want to pick up a free copy of that book. And I'm also going to add a copy of Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want. I want to be a blessing today.
Yes.
But we're talking, Lady and Renee and I, I'm so glad that you called in, because this is exactly what I wanted to do during these Thursday moments. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about the pain of the past. You talked about the hurt being so great.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have someone in the chat room. If you want to win the book, you can just text in that you want to win the book, and then go ahead and claim your book, because you are listening, you are able to chat, and I want to open that up for you as well. But we're talking about the pain being so great that it finally takes us to our knees. We finally get to the point where we need to do something about this thing that is hurting us. And you said that we keep running in the same direction and getting hurt in the same way.
Yes.
The thing about it, though, that we need to also bring up is that it's the initial pain of being sexually abused for both of us, because that is my testimony as well. But it's the initial pain of being sexually abused or some other traumatic childhood experience that drives us out there to the destructive behavior that only brings more pain.
Yes, because I believe we internalize it. And what I began to see with molestation, the Lord shared insight, is that, see, molestation, you're not supposed to enjoy sex. Because remember, somebody's taking something from you. This is not something that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Even it has the power to destroy your sex life, even when you get married, because you've been taught it, you internalize that you're not supposed to enjoy it. So then you out there with guys, you're not even... You know, if I could say, you're not even having an orgasm, but you're just out there. You know what I'm saying? Just giving it away.
You're right. You're right. And but that's for some, it could go either way, you know, to the point that you become like so a sex maniac or a sex fiend or nymphomaniac, so to speak, where you enjoy it so much.
Mm.
It could go that way also, because
well,
that's how it was with me. I did enjoy not so much the act. But I enjoyed it wasn't the act so much, but it was being with the men.
Okay, I see.
Being loved, being wanted, being embraced.
Feeling
that
like
was important
power,
for me.
So to speak. And I got tired of measuring my self-worth by how good I could be in the bed.
That's right, how good you could make someone feel, right?
Yes.
That was validating you.
Oh, my God. Exactly. And you know what? And that was so empty. I have to say, that was so empty.
It was empty.
Oh, my God. At the end of the night, you know, when it's all said and done and I'm really going through, where are they?
Right.
Who are there to get their fill?
And who are they? Because we don't even, you know, it's like you don't even know, even if you're in relationship with this person for a year or two, because that's as long as it lasts in most cases, if it lasts that long.
That's right.
You still don't know the person. And that's why I want you to answer this next question. I did get another question. And the question was, why can't I find, the reader writes, why can't I find a good relationship?
Mm.
And they did not want their name to be let go. They said most men think that I'm only good enough for them in the bedroom and not outside of the bedroom. They don't take me anywhere, just to their bedroom or mine. And she says, I turn to God to help me with the pain. What is your answer to this person? What can you say to help her to deal with what she's going through?
What I could say to you right now, sister, is I really sympathize with you, but I'm going to tell you something. If you want to go beyond the bedroom, don't avail yourself to the bedroom. Let these men have the opportunity to get a chance to know you.
Amen.
But first, you have to have a relationship with God and cultivate that relationship and allow God to validate, affirm, and define you. This way you already know who you are. And because you know who you are, you're not looking for someone to define you. And because you know who you are, you even know who better to that you would even give your time to. You would understand that you don't even want to give your time to someone that may, you know, that's all they have to offer you. Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen. So
amen.
That's the answer to that one.
Amen.
From me.
That's it. You're better than that.
Yes.
I just want to say that's the answer that I would have given also. And I also want to add to you, sister, I know that you're listening, you're better than that. And if any sister out there is listening who finds yourself, you're a Christian, you're a woman of God, and you find yourself in somebody's bed, and that man is not your husband, I just want to say to you that you're better than that. You are a wife, and the Bible tells us that he who finds a wife finds a good thing, and you are valuable. You don't have to be validated by that man, that person that wants to make you feel good. If he wants to make you feel good, then he will honor you and make you his wife. He will make the commitment to you. And forget about these Christian brothers, and I'm not bashing men because I love men, especially the man that I'm married to. But the thing that I want to say is forget about these Christian brothers that are pushing up against you, sister, and trying to make you prove something to them, that you love them, and saying that they need this. If they need this, then they need to be married. They really need to go ahead and make the commitment to you to be your husband so that you can be the wife that God created you to be. And also, I want to add to what Lady Renee was saying, is that God will validate you. The first time that I heard that God loves me, it blew my mind, because so many people were telling me, I'm going to hell, I'm going to burn, because of the life that I was living. But nobody stopped to tell me about the love of God.
Yes.
So the first time that somebody told me that God loved me, they preached it right. God loves you. I just want to let you know that God loves you, and he validates you. He says that you're the apple of his eye, and that you're wonderfully and fearfully made, more precious than rubies. And you have to know that his plan for you is greater than the plan of any person that does not value you enough to respect you. And if a man is pushing up on you, trying to have you be his, I don't know if I can say this, his body call, you know, his midnight call, where he wants to fulfill a need, if he can't honor you enough to take you out and to court you and to have coffee with you and have dinner with you and to be seen in public with you, he just wants to be on the down low with you, that man is not worth your time.
Amen. Amen. And Sister Pastor Rebecca, can I interject as well?
Yes.
First of all, too, we have to be careful that, because it's a lot of people that marriage is not really the issue. It's a lot of people that if you want to be married, you can be married. But it's so important
to
marry the right person, the right person that's going to complement you based on what God's plan and purpose is for your life. And I believe that many in the body of Christ, including myself, have erred greatly because we were looking at what should have been the secondary criteria for a spouse. We made that the primary criteria.
And what is that?
In other words, it was about what kind of job they have. You know, what type of assets do they have? Instead of the primary thing needed to be, are they saved? Are they rooted and grounded in Christ? Will they be able to complement me based on where God is taking me? You know, things of that nature. Is he going to be able to pray for me? You know, stand in a gap. You things like that. That
Amen.
Needs to be primary. Is this the type of brother that I would want my sons to emulate or my daughters to be bringing home saying that they're going to marry? Those are the things that need to be primary. And then does he have a job? What, you know, his assets and all of that stuff? That should be secondary.
Amen.
You know, so we have to watch that our standards. It's not enough to just get married, because you could get married and go through hell, and God will never be obligated to bless something that he told you from the door that he did not endorse, and that is marrying an unbeliever. Now you want to come and ask God to bless it? I don't think so.
And you know, Lady Renee, stay right there, because often we get married before we really come to God, or before we come into a serious relationship with God, and now we're married to a man who doesn't believe.
Well, you know what? On that, and from that end, I believe the grace of God operates, you know, and is able to carry you through that.
That's
time.
Right, because
but when you get, I'm talking about when you know.
When you know that.
Again, you have walked with God, you even know somewhat of what God's purpose and plan is for your life. Now you're going to go out here, get yourself an unbeliever, because you got tired of waiting on God, and we're going to try to dress this thing up. Hello? We're going to go up there, you're going to get saved. Now we're going to go before the pastor, and we're going to get married. Now, next month, you're not going to come to church no more. Now, I'm asking everybody, pray for my husband.
Mm.
You knew he was not saved.
Now, was that your experience?
Yes.
Did you go through something like that when you married an unbeliever?
Yes, I went through that. I went through being with someone who they wanted me. So they was willing to play the role.
Okay. So they went to church. So this is what I need to hear. This is what the listeners need to hear.
Yes.
You met a man who wanted you. He was not saved.
No, he was not.
And he wanted you, so he went to church.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And was going faithfully and everything. But see, what we need to realize is, we need to stop looking at ourselves through the wrong pair of eyes. We're seeing ourselves how we are today instead of our destined state.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to understand that the enemy will send his best to keep us distracted, to keep us from getting to that place called there, that place that God has purpose for us to be, where he will bless us beyond measure. So he will even send the wrong person, somebody that your destinies was never supposed to intertwine.
Mm-hmm.
But you chose that. Like, God has a path for you to go down.
Yeah.
He arranged for all the blessings to meet you there. But
Lady Renee is on fire. Amen. Hallelujah. But Lady Renee, I just have to interject, you know, because, you know, I believe that at the time when you met your husband, there was probably a gap in your relationship with the Lord.
Oh, yes. Oh,
there was probably a gap in your relationship with the Lord. So you received less than God's best for you. You received the Ishmael blessing instead of the Isaac blessing.
Yes, and it was sad, too, because when it was all said and done, I was not only hurt, but he was hurt. There were children now involved in this situation, that it all could have been avoided. And you know what? I believe that God had held me accountable because I knew better.
Did you?
I knew better.
I mean, at that time, when you took those vows, did you know that this man was not the man?
I won't say that I knew he was not the man.
You could. Were there signs? Was he abusive? Did he curse you out? Did you find phone numbers in his pocket?
None of that went on in the marriage. The thing was.
No, before you married him.
Oh no, no, not at all.
He spent time with you. He courted you. He seemed to be sincere.
Yes, and to be honest with you, he was sincere, but he just was not rooted and grounded in God to really be the prophet, priest, and king.
Right. I hear what you're saying, Lady Renee, but were you rooted and grounded at that time?
No.
Okay, so I can't say, I can't agree with that that's going to be the case every single time. And let me tell you why. I've met my husband in the bar.
Uh-huh.
My husband was not rooted and grounded. He was a new Christian, about a year old in Christ.
Okay.
He evangelized me. He took me to church.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in love with the Lord already. And while we're talking, the phone lines are still open. 646-652-4832. You can still win a book today, The Cry of a Woman's Heart or Pump Up the Power. But he took me to church. I did not want any part of God. Now, he was handsome. You saw my husband, and I was very, I don't know if other people think he's handsome, but I do.
Because
I was attracted to him. He invited me to church. He was persistent. Finally, I did go to church with him after we met in the club again, and I was drunk when he got there, and he asked me, did you eat? I said, no. He wasn't a drinker when we met, and he took me downstairs and brought me some greasy chicken and a rubbery biscuit, which was the best meal I've ever had, because that's the first time that a man tried to feed me instead of feed me food instead of feeding me liquor.
Right.
And this man took me to church. I finally said yes, that I would go to church with him. And we have another caller. We're going to take this caller. I finally said yes, that I would go to church with him. Went to church with him. And for 3 months, I refused to get saved. Now, he was still saved. There was a woman in the church interested in him.
Mm.
He didn't want her. He wanted me. So he stayed with me until I finally got saved. 3 months after I got saved, he proposed to me. We got married a year later, and we've been married for 11 years, and we had the most beautiful marriage.
Wow, that
so,
is powerful.
Amen. So it could go either way.
Amen. You see, I believe that it's, but remember, he was the man. I just have this
okay.
woman being the lead.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Amen. Well, we have a caller on the line. Caller 609, you're on the phone. Welcome to Woman to Woman. You're on the air.
Bless you, Pastor Rebecca Simmons.
God bless you.
And this is Sister Priscilla. I met you a few years ago at Enrique Garcia's wedding.
Amen. God bless you. What is your name?
Priscilla Pelzer.
Yes, Priscilla, I put in a call to you. Welcome. Thanks for listening to the show today.
I am so blessed by today's message. I promise you that I'm going to spread this word today to all of my sisters. I have a lineage of sisters who I worship with from north to south, and I'm going to make sure they all tune into this later today.
Amen. We receive it. I receive it, and we want to spread the message. We want to talk to women, woman to woman. We want to take off the gloves and stop pretending, take off the mask.
Amen. I have to, you know, I have, like, prayer partners from Atlanta to Ohio, just all over, and I am just so blessed by the message that you all are spreading today. I have not had this experience, but being in the ministry, you know, I have sisterhoods that are, and they have to have this word today.
Amen.
Amen.
So spread the word, and what do you, are you married, Priscilla?
I'm still single, but it's just so fitting because when I met you at Enrique's wedding, I was dating a Caucasian guy at the time and never knew any of the words to minister to him, and you just spoke to him. You just spoke to him, and even though, you know, I cut the ties because of the Holy Spirit, your ministry still stayed with him, and so today is just a blessed day to me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You never know how God is using you.
I'm just so, I can't even words cannot even say, you know, how blessed I am about the day. And just your ministry and the other minister that's speaking, I just know for this doesn't make any mistakes. Today is an on-time day for work.
Amen. Well, I just want to also let you know you're also blessed because you picked up a free copy of The Cry of a Woman's Heart today. You're our second caller.
I appreciate that, and I have a book club, and all those sisters that I'm going to call today, your book.
So not only are you blessed, but you're being a blessing today.
Amen.
Amen. Do you have any questions for myself or Lady Renee?
I really don't. I just want to just say, you know, God bless the both of you women of God and just keep on blessing us.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, really, I mean that from the depths of my heart. And women in ministry is just so important. We share, you know, sisterhood, I think. So I'm going to make sure that I've passed the word on.
Amen. And I just want to encourage you that you did the right thing by obeying the voice of the Lord and ending the relationship that you were in with the young man that I met at the wedding. You know, that's what Sister Renee was saying. When you know that God is not saying that's the one, then you have to definitely obey God and get yourself up out of that relationship before you find yourself in a whole bunch of trouble.
Yes.
I mean, I did it. Like what I think her name is Sister Renee was saying.
Lady Renee, yes.
Lady Renee was saying.
Priscilla?
Yes, can you hear
You're
me?
You're fading out.
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yes.
he didn't tempt my flesh. You know, like I didn't have the fleshly problems where you fornicate and then you pray to God, and I didn't have those issues, and he was a kind man to me. But I knew, not having the knowledge with you and your husband, he wasn't leading me to God, and I could never even get him to go to church.
Okay.
So I just felt like, because I know I'm married to God, that I should do what God says a single woman should do and keep my eyes on God.
Mm.
You know, and I mean, it wasn't easy, and like I tell all the sisters, that I don't pride myself in that, because that's the gift that God gave me. Everybody doesn't have that thing. If I struggle with other stuff, but that wasn't one of them. So I just had to say, Lord, I'm just going to trust in you, and I'll lay before you. And even in this season for me talking to you, Pastor Rebecca, I know that it's an appointed time, and without taking up your radio time, I'll call you and give you the word that God gave just for you, because the only reason why I turned on today is because I heard your show and you said something about going through for 4 months.
Yes,
I have been laboring for you ever since Sunday. God has just pressed that on my heart so heavily. And today when he said, no, you're turning on the radio today, it's just been a call of God. So I'm just going to stand in it.
Amen, amen. And I will be blessed to receive the word. And you can feel free to share it if you like, or you can call me later.
Well, it's up to you. I wanted to call because
okay.
I know that so many things happened at Enrique's wedding that was a call of God. I know that appointed time and that season was for a reason. And when I started writing my book in February, God said you. And I called your church, but the publishing company was closed.
Yes, I remember.
I remember that? And I said, but Lord, you told me it was Pastor Simmons. And now her publishing company is closed. What does this mean? He said, go ahead, move forward with the book. And I tell you, it's just been a move, because now I'm at the point where it's time for marketing, it's time for all of those things, and your publishing company is back up running. I just know it's the call of God.
It is God. Amen. So I look forward to hearing the word that he has given you. I don't believe we have time because we have 3 minutes remaining. So I look forward to having a call from you, Sister Priscilla.
I will. And Lady Renee, thank you so much.
Oh, you are welcome. And God bless you.
Okay, God bless.
God bless you. Thank you so much for spreading the word. And pray for us. Pray for this ministry.
Amen. I will. God bless.
God bless. Thank you. Lady Renee, I tell you, God is moving.
Let me find out that God wants us to do something together, Pastor Rebecca.
Well, look, I believe we are doing something together right now. You know.
No, but you know what I'm saying.
You know, the thing about it is God moves in mysterious ways.
Yes, yes.
Just like
yes.
Sister Priscilla just testified.
Uh-huh.
I met her many years ago at a wedding. I would like to say it's 4 or 5 years ago at a wedding. And she was dating a very nice young man who was very attentive to her. But she heard God, and God said no. And I don't know what I said to that young man on that day, but I know that I was ministering to him. And I was not even called to pastor then. I mean, I was called to pastor, but did not know it.
Right.
I wasn't preaching anywhere. I was sitting in the pews every single Sunday, and we were doing marriage ministry. But the Lord will always open your mouth to speak an end-time word, an on-time word to someone that needs to hear it. And I'm just really blessed by Sister Priscilla and what she was saying, and also blessed by you being here, Lady Renee. I listened to your program and was so blessed by it, and I'm praying. I've been praying for a woman that I can do ministry with.
Oh, praise God, praise God. And you keep praying for me. You keep praying for me because I'm going through the fire. God,
amen.
You haven't finished with me yet.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Mm. Praise God. So I thank you so much for your testimony on today and just for your contribution to Woman to Woman. And we have Guest 209 in the room. Guest 209, I thank you for tuning in and being with us on today. I did have a third book, and I don't know if you want to claim it. If you want to claim it, you just have to type Praise the Lord in the message board, and we will make sure that you get a copy of that book as we go off the air. Lady Renee, thank you so much for joining me today.
And I'm looking forward to my copy, because I know God is going to speak to me in that copy. Ooh,
he is really going to speak to you.
Yes, yes.
And you can go over to Pastor Grimsley's website for anyone who's listening. That's Vincent Grimsley.
I'm going to go to that archive. And
go to the archive, and all of the information is there.
Oh, yes.
VincentGrimsley.com. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Guest 209 just won the book. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory. You just won a copy of Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want. And guest 209, I just ask that you go to Power in the Word 1, the number 1, at yahoo.com and give me your information so that I can mail you your copy. We will be mailing out the copies on tomorrow, and you will all be blessed by the books that you received. I've had a blessed day. I've had an opportunity to give some stuff away.
Wow.
And this is our second edition of Women to Women. Lady Renee, I'm looking forward to you being with me again.
Yes, every Thursday. But I said, Lord, help me to be quiet. He said, no, I want you to say something.
That's right.
You
it's Women to Women, amen.
Yes, amen.
And you're going to help me, amen, do this ministry. I've already recruited you.
Yes,
so.
Yes, right.
So praise God. So Lady Renee and I will see you again on next
Thursday.
Week. And we thank all of you for tuning in. Tell some people about Women to Women.
Yes.
In the meantime, remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember, my sister, that God loves you, and so do we, and that's why we're here. Amen and peace.
Amen, and I'm making this a favorite.
Amen. Praise God, and I'll see you next week.
Favorite. Okay, God bless
you. God bless you. Send me your information, Lady Renee.
Yes, I will.
Okay, God
bless
you.
Bye-bye.
God bless you.